Senator Ted Stevens returns to Alaska this evening to campaign for re-election. He only has 6 days to reach out to voters before the polls close. Stevens plans to run hard this week, despite Monday's 7-count felony conviction of lying on his financial disclosure forms. Tonight, Alaska's senior Republican senator is being welcomed at a rally organized by his campaign. But as APRN's Libby Casey reports, outside of Alaska, calls continue for Stevens to step down.
The Senate's Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, said Tuesday night that if Stevens loses his appeals and doesn't resign, he will definitely be expelled from the Senate. McConnell told a newspaper in his home state of Kentucky, the Herald-Ledger, that the Senate would have zero tolerance for the continued service of a convicted felon. But McConnell may not return to the Senate himself in January because he's fighting a tough re-election battle. McConnell and his Democratic opponent are trying to use Stevens' situation as campaign fodder. Democrat Bruce Lunsford is criticizing McConnell for past alliances with Stevens. It's an example of how loyalties shift in politics and how Stevens has become a talking point for politicians. This week, both major party presidential candidates, Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama, called for Stevens to step down. McCain's running mate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, also chimed in Tuesday with a call for Stevens to resign, even if he wins next week's election. On Wednesday, the chair of the Democratic Party's group that raises and distributes money to help with Senate races around the country said he wouldn't comment on Stevens' convictions. Chairman Senator Charles Schumer of New York would only say that Alaska voters are likely to look to the words of Republican leaders.
Our view is a poll taken the night of the verdict or the next morning is not going to have much effect. The fact that John McCain, Sarah Palin, and Mitch McConnell said he should step down, I think will have a significant effect.
But Stevens has repeatedly said Schumer is targeting him. Schumer's organization, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, has poured more than $1 million into ads criticizing Stevens in recent weeks. They're hoping Democratic candidate Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich will win, increasing Democrats' strength in the Senate. Stevens has not gotten the same level of financial support from the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and now even its chair, Senator John Ensign of Nevada, has criticized Stevens, saying his career has ended in disgrace. But that hasn't stopped Alaska Republicans from supporting Stevens. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young are both backing their longtime colleague. The criticism also isn't stopping Senator Stevens from taking his message to Alaskans this week. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.